This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Long known as the boy in the box, he was barely 4 years old when he was found in a bassinet box in rural northeast Philadelphia. That took place in February of 1957. He was identified Thursday by Philly Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw as Joseph Augustus Zarelli.
When people think about the boy in the box, a profound sadness is felt, not just because a child was murdered, but because his entire identity and his rightful claim to own his existence was taken away.
Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is changing her party affiliation to independent. The senator says she wanted to do it to get away from all the partisanship that has taken over Washington, D.C. politics. Brittany Griner is back on U.S. soil. Her plane landed in San Antonio, Texas, early Friday morning, as she is now in a hospital being evaluated. This is procedure after an American is released from a foreign entity. Chad Wolf is the former acting DHS secretary under President Trump on Fox, and says the United States should not be celebrating as we left a Marine behind in Russia.
Again, I think the majority of Americans kind of shake their head and say, that's not what's important here. What's important is she was a U.S. citizen. She should not have been in a Russian prison for 300 days. It's good to have her back, but we also need to bring the other Americans back.
A very Backstreet holiday. The Backstreet Boys Christmas special, filmed this month in Los Angeles, California, will no longer air on ABC. Allegations arose this week that band member Nick Carter raped a 17-year-old mentally challenged girl during the band's 2001 tour. On Thursday, 39-year-old Sharon Roof filed a sexual battery lawsuit accusing the singer and infecting her with an STD. Thanks for listening and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Cream cheese that's vegetable-based could soon be in your supermarket.
Philadelphia Cream Cheese is launching a non-dairy version of its signature spread. The plant-based cream cheese is now available at grocery stores in Atlanta, Houston, Miami, and some other Southeast locations. A wider rollout is planned for summer 2023, along with new flavor varieties. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
As complaints about President Biden was a foreign lobbyist while vice president under President Obama, Republican lawmakers plan to investigate further come January.
House Republicans say come January 3rd, they will launch an investigation into the foreign business dealings of Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is expected to lead the charge on that. He joins Fox and claims then-candidate Joe Biden lied about having no knowledge of his son's financial affairs.
It certainly looks like the Biden family was acting as foreign agents. We have a term for that in Washington, D.C. We call that lobbyists. We know Joe Biden lied about his knowledge of Hunter and Jim's shady business dealings. We also know that Joe lied about his participation in those business dealings.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Orion spacecraft will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, and while you were sleeping, things are moving very quickly, as they usually do. Even in this hustle and bustle time of the season, my good friend says that he refers to this time of year as holiday standard time. So when you run into those unforeseen and unexplainable circumstances, you could just blame it on the season. Holiday standard time just gets a little bizarre. But, hey, look, this is what's happening in our country. I mean, Kristen Sinema is now no longer a Democrat. She switched over to in the independents. We'll see if Joe Manchin will follow. I mean, after all that he got shafted by Chuck Schumer, I mean, what loyalty does he owe to the Democratic Party, I guess? I don't know. We'll stay tuned. Film at 11, as they say. John Fleetwood is with us, the managing editor for American Faith. You know, it's almost like you don't want to go to sleep anymore, John, because, you know, the madness just keeps on coming, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, especially to see somebody on the left come over to the right, like Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema. It's,
Well, she wouldn't say the exact right. She might say center anyway, by being an independent. You know, she wants to be Sweden, so that's okay.
Yeah, and she was pushing back a lot against some of Biden's ideas and some of the ideas from the left wing. So maybe we could have seen that coming. And yeah, maybe Manchin, and they'd be following Tulsi Gabbard's footsteps.
Exactly.
Of course. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's that, what was that movement? It was sort of the right wing response to the Me Too movement. I think. Mm-hmm. Like hashtag walk away. I don't know
right.
if one came first or the other, actually, but yeah, we're getting some of these higher figures from the left apparently seeing the light and coming over to the political American right wing.
Mm-hmm. Although you have the right wing, John. I mean, you know, the musical chairs are moving around. You got Republicans right now that you know, can't seem to stay focused. You know, whether we're talking about the gay marriage bill or the you know, the whole marriage act, this new one, the respect of marriage, supposedly, or which you know, Gary Bauer has referred to as disrespect. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. That's what we call it at American Faith, or at least. Mm-hmm. Not in our publications, of course, but that's the way I think about it, the Disrespect for Marriage Act. But yeah, that the House on Thursday, that was yesterday, they gave final approval of the legislation, and as you know, it enshrines into federal law same-sex marriage rights.
Mm-hmm.
Which included some, it also included, you know, some religious liberty protections in there that helped win support from some conservatives, well, maybe more than some. You'd think with when it comes to marriage and the family, which is one of the, you know, it's one of the main pillars. It's like God and family and country is sort of what Western civilization was founded on.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that the right wing in America would be for preserving marriage at all costs. Well, incidentally, there weren't one or two or five or 10 or 20 or 30 Republicans who helped pass this gay marriage bill. There were 39.
Yes.
Bill, there were 39 Republicans. I'm almost tempted to read them off. I won't do that on air. But we have it up on American Faith right now. It's actually, it's one of our top three. If listeners go to AmericanFaith.com right now, they can see right at the top of the website, we've got the post, 39 House Republicans helped pass the gay marriage bill.
Right.
I mean, there's included in there, you know, Fitzpatrick and, I was surprised about Kamik, Kat Kamik from Florida. Mm-hmm. That surprised me.
Right.
Because she's, you know, she's spoken up so courageously about what's going on at the border, that, you know, you think for being so outspoken on the right that, well, she probably holds these conservative values pretty strongly, but apparently Kamik is all right with this. You know,
there are some interesting names here that are with us, and you think, okay, what did I miss in the legislation? Elise Stefanik, this is all, you know, it's a bit revelatory, but it goes to your point, John, and that is that they've lost context. They've lost the idea of what, you know, how important the family is and the family structure. We continue to do things that are anti-God, and then we wonder why we have the madness in the streets that we have.
We're at an interesting place in American politics, I think, Bill, and you'll just correct me here. I always defer to your wisdom here, but I see it as a time of revelation.
Yes.
Where the people are starting to wake up to the fact that it's not left versus right anymore. You've got Sinema and Gabbard, they're walking away from the left, and then you've got these 39 House Republicans on the right who are kind of walking away from their party, at least philosophically and politically, by voting this through. So We're starting to get the idea that it's not left versus right anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's these establishment politicians on both sides. Mm-hmm. I think the people are waking up to this, Bill. I think that Democrat.
Yeah, you're right. You hit the word revelation. But what's really missing is the revelation that's connected to God. See, because when you no longer have the revelatory word of God, I know it sounds like a mouthful, and for people who do not necessarily read the Bible, they're not going to quite, I mean, this may sound a little threatening to them, but it's very simple. And that is that we're not hearing the voice of God. That's revelation. And when you do not hear from God and you are, you know, making the best choices you can make, I mean, things can be revealed to you. You know, and this is what's happening in this country. This country is starting to feel pain, but they're looking for, you know, they're looking for the answer in all the wrong places. It doesn't sit in a party, a political party. It doesn't sit with the President of the United States. It sits with Almighty God only. And the American people, because politics is downstream the culture. The culture itself is infected. So how do you expect to see a healthy political process? Does that make sense?
And absolutely. And I can understand how it's hard for people to come to God through politics. I mean, I understand how it's
But it's used. That's pain. See, you've got pain in River City, and this is the way the structure is set up. You know, it doesn't have, you know, God doesn't have to manage every iota. That's already, it's in the system. It's in the universe. It's been designed much the same way like gravity. You violate gravity, sooner or later you kind of get it, you know. Maybe I need to be a little bit smarter. This is what we're doing right now. This country is, in a sense, metaphorically, we're defying gravity. We're going against, you know, godly principles, and then we're wondering why we're, we're sowing the demonic, getting the demonic back, and somehow we want righteousness out of it, or we want good things to happen out of all the seeds of the demonic. It doesn't make sense. We're nuts. But that's what happens when you forsake God, bottom line.
Well, those with eyes to see, I think, can see the writing on the wall and what's going on right now, and things are changing in American politics, even globally.
Well, it is. It's universal. It's not just America. You're exactly right. We've got more from John Fleetwood. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Isn't it? I'll tell you, for all that is involved and that God has given us for this time of the year, it is a wonderful time and can be. If we're going to participate with God, I want to say on his level that we obviously we can't, but I mean, consistent with the purpose of the season. I mean, here we are. We're in the second week of Advent, John Fleetwood. You know, this is a time for, you know, faith and love. And, you know, we just had hope. And, you know, I love the Advent season because it's all preparatory. It's preparatory for Christmas Day and to take us into the new year. And I mean, this is an awesome gift when you think about it. The most awesome of gifts that God gives us every year. And, you know, I love this time of the year, although I have to admit, I'm perplexed a bit. It makes me sad at times to see how commercialized this season has become. And my prayer is that we would set aside the commerce and the consumerism for the sake of spirituality. And we need to, you know, we need to come into alignment with what's going on. I mean, this is like you were saying earlier, you know, we're like the watchman on the wall. We're able, you know, God has put us in a position where we can observe these things. And hopefully what we're doing, you know, the words that we're sharing with people are motivating them to say, yeah, you know, John's right, or, you know, Bill's right. Maybe we need to do this, or that we're, you know, all these guys are knuckleheads. I'm going to go listen to something else. You know, certainly this is the freedom of America that you can do. But for those that are, you know, marching forward with us, so to speak, and are listening, hopefully these words are encouraging to the point that, as we say, you own your own knowledge, that you become motivated and you wonder. As you wonder about what's going on with our culture and our country, you know, why is it that we become so sexualized? Why is it that our borders are so open? You know, why is that the manifestation of things that are not right, that are threatening our kids today, are running so rampant? I mean, this isn't by accident, okay? And you know, it's this is all a result, you know, as the Bible would say, God will not be mocked. You're going to reap what you sow. And we are reaping what we've sown. We've sown all this mess, and somehow we're thinking we're going to get good fruit out of this mess. You know, we're defying common sense here, John Fleetwood.
Yeah, and you and I know that God is real, that Christ is the Messiah. We believe in Scripture, and, you know, we call ourselves Christians, and we live by a Christian worldview, try to think like Christians, speak like Christians, act like Christians. And that gives us a sort of grounding in our life that you can't get if you're outside of Christianity.
Yeah. You know, how do you explain that? I mean, outside of God, I mean, you sit there and you come up to your own conclusions based on, you know, what you think or what CNN is telling you. I mean, really?
Well, yeah, and you can't know until you live it. It's like it's like one of those things. It's like if you've never driven a Bugatti, you don't know what it's like to drive a Bugatti. If you've never been a Christian and you've never had the indwelling of the Spirit that comes when you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, if you've never had the Holy Spirit in you at all, then you can't know. You have to, Jesus says taste, you know, the Scripture says taste and see, you know, and you can't see if you don't taste. And, you know, that's what we have the opportunity to do with Christmas. It's obviously about Christ. It's in the name, Christmas. So what I would suggest, what I try to do is just have in my back pocket just one good argument for God's existence ready to go. A really easy one is like the cosmological argument that, it goes like this. It's just three steps, and it's logically airtight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's necessarily true. The first premise is everything that begins to exist has a cause. So there's never been a car or a person or a tree that's come into being without there being some sort of cause of its being. Somebody planting it, well, there was a seed there first. And, you know, for a person to exist, you have to have two other people, right? Mm-hmm. So everything that begins to exist has a cause. Well, the second premise is that the universe began to exist, right? That's standard Big Bang cosmology. You don't even have to be a Christian. You can just be some sort of, you know, have a scientistic attitude and say, well, the science says 13.7 billion years ago, the universe came into existence. Okay, so the universe has a cause. Well, if that's true, then if the universe came into existence a finite time ago, then it has to have a cause.
Exactly.
Everything that begins to exist has a cause. The universe began to exist, therefore the universe has a cause, and as the cause of all space, time, matter, energy, this cause would have to be spaceless, timeless, immaterial, very powerful, very wise, and that's just another name for God.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's helpful to have, you know, just little tidbits like that in your back pocket. You share that with people on Christmas, and if they bite, then you talk about it a little more. If they don't bite, then you move on, and you know you've planted some seeds or
exactly.
Pulled,
yeah, because
pulled some
that's
water.
The kind of stuff that'll wake them up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they go, "What?" all of a sudden, and that's fine because again, what are we doing? We're motivating people to pursue the truth. The truth does exist. Okay, the modern culture would tell you it doesn't, because if they get you off the truth, then all things are possible. Okay, and we know that when all things are possible, not all things are good and for our benefit. So, I like I said, you just defy gravity, you find out, experience defines preference. So now your preference is, I'd rather not defy gravity, it hurts. Okay, and so there are lots of things like that that we do that, God has, for our own good and our own safety, has instituted. Like, for example, just a real simple thing, like what you're reporting on, is the things that we're beginning to realize, things that we talked about 2.5 years ago regarding COVID. Now we've got some autopsy reports, which is interesting, because for a long time, we didn't have autopsy reports on anybody dying from COVID. I think there was only one, according to, I think, Dr. Ryan Cole, or Cole Ryan, said there was one in about, 15,000 deaths. They only had one autopsy at that period of time when he reported that. And I thought, wow, how bizarre. Why would we not want to have an autopsy? But now these autopsies, new autopsy reports are revealing that people with no pre-existing medical conditions suddenly are dying unexpectedly and suddenly at home. What is going on here? We got a couple minutes left, John.
Well, we try.
Did we lose him? Okay, we're going to try and reconnect here. Get ready to answer. But this stuff is happening. And then on top of that, I'm here in California, and they've got this tribunal going on for these doctors. That they're going, wait a minute, you can't prescribe stuff that is saving people's lives and keeping them out of the hospital. I mean, they're not even doctors. And there was a consortium of doctors. There was a conference here back in, 2020 that Ron Johnson left. And there was a follow-up to that here recently. These are common sense doctors are out there just finding great results, keeping people out of hospitals, off respirators. And they're surviving very well, thank you very much. And this whole idea, if you remember, Dr. Fauci talked about the natural immunity wasn't a serious player. Personally, I can tell you, I got COVID a couple of years ago. I have continued just for exercise and so that we could even talk about it and I could pursue the truth that my immunity after 2 years is still robust and strong. And I just had a physical with my doctor. He says, you're doing great. Okay. And I'll tell you, I've not gotten the jab. I've not gotten any boosting or anything else, just natural immunity. Hey, John, I'm going to let you wrap it up. We got 35 seconds. Sorry we got disconnected here. Go ahead.
Yeah, just the key takeaway from this report from Germany is that for five deaths in the main report, that they were likely caused by the vaccine. So as it turns out, the vaccine is, in fact, linked to these sudden deaths that we're seeing in the news right now, and it's something that needs to be explored more and that the mainstream media needs to start doing some real journalism on.
Yeah, instead of telling people to go get boosted and everything, how about doing some investigating reporting, right? And help your readers Amen. And help your followers. Amen. John Fleetwood from American Faith. Thank you, John.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brittany Griner is back on U.S. soil. Her plane landed in San Antonio, Texas, early Friday morning, and she is now in a hospital being evaluated. That is procedure after an American is released from a foreign entity. A very Backstreet holiday. The Backstreet Boys Christmas special, filmed this month in Los Angeles, California, will no longer air on ABC. Allegations arose this week that band member Nick Carter raped a 17-year-old mentally challenged girl during the band's 2001 tour. Long known as the Boy in the Box, was barely 4 years old when he was found in a bassinet box in rural northeast Philadelphia in February of 1957. He was identified Thursday by Philly Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw as Joseph Augustus Zarelli. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Cruer in just a moment. His show, we bring our audience together, and we're going to be talking about, President Biden made the statement that the pandemic is over. We were just talking with John Fleetwood, and here we've got these suspicious things that are going on, being reported in Germany, a lot being squashed down here, you know, just like everything that we know, whether it's social media, other media outlets. I mean, there's a cabal. We really do not have a free press anymore. It is all sold out to the government. That is clear with the reveal of what Elon Musk is allowing us to see under the hood, and just a Twitter. Now you got to understand, if it's happening at Twitter, you know it's got to be happening, you know, throughout the universe of social media and the social media oligarchs. They're all in with this government. This is a cabal that's going on, and what's in jeopardy? What's in jeopardy is our freedom and our ability to speak freely.
Hey,
well, Jeff Cruer is right now. Here he is. You can hear him. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy? I'm right with you. We were just talking about how these we got me. We were just talking, Jeff, about your report that President Biden has said the pandemic is over. Yeah, he got that right. As my friend would say, even a blind squirrel can find a nut, once in a while, I guess, so.
Yeah, I wanted to give him credit, Bill, for being right when he said the pandemic was over, because he's not right very often. And this was something that I thought maybe would be a good idea to remind everyone of. And thankfully, it looks like a good thing was done. So now the military is not going to be subjected to this vaccine mandate going forward.
Right, exactly. Well, and look at all the other damage. I mean, some of the states now, they're bringing people back. They're paying them back pay. I think there's going to be more of this taking place. You know, if the truth can finally come out about, you know, this whole situation with COVID. I mean, I'm here in California right now, Jeff, and the state is, they're holding these, you know, kind of tribunals against these doctors that are guilty of saving lives and honoring their Hippocratic oath. One doctor in particular who has become a dear friend down in Imperial Valley, they treated over 10,000 people. With monoclonal, you know, prescriptions and nutritional supplements and that sort of thing. No one went to the hospital. No one went on a ventilator. No one died. They all recovered from COVID. But somehow, according to this tribunal up in Sacramento, that's not good. That's a bad thing.
You know, the real heroes, the truth seekers, the ones that were out there helping their patients, they're now being penalized. I mean, there've been so few that have been stepping out and doing that. They need to be honored and recognized. I'd like to recognize people like Dr. Peter McCullough.
Yes.
Who is right now speaking out against these vaccines and saying, hey, we need to pull this. This is something that is very harmful. He said, quote, the pathway to prevent any more harm is that all vaccines need to be pulled off the market, withdrawn. That needs to happen immediately. What's at stake here is death.
Yes.
Dr. Peter McCullough, who I had the opportunity to meet at a forum here in Louisiana. And he's a hero in my book, Bill.
Well, there's lots of heroes like him. And I don't know if you saw that roundtable that was led by Senator Johnson. And McCullough was part of it. Aaron Cariotti, many others there. I mean, they are talking the truth and what's happening on the front line. And the thing that's so disgusting about this, Jeff, this was back in 2020. Okay, this is over 2 years ago that they had this conversation and they were all sharing their experience with COVID and how they were saving lives, but it was counter the government narrative and Big Pharma narrative and Dr. Fauci narrative. And now, in some cases, like I say, in California, they're putting the doctor's license at risk. It's in jeopardy, and they're basically just like everything that has to do with the government. Now, Jeff, if you don't say what you're supposed to say and do what you're supposed to do, we have ways to get you to behave. We'll cut you off, and if we need to, you know, take away your license, we will do that until you comport.
I know, and that's a scary thing, and that's the hallmark of a totalitarian government.
Exactly.
Not a constitutional republic, that's for sure. So there are a few out there that are really courageous, and you mentioned him, Senator Ron Johnson, who I am so thankful, Bill, was able to win re-election. It was close.
Yes, yes, exactly.
He was able to win because he has really been on target on this whole issue of COVID. And he also had a gentleman on talking about how with 13 billion doses of the vaccine given worldwide, there still isn't a vaccine label displaying the potential side effects.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no transparency. I mean, they're still doing the bidding of these pharmaceutical companies.
Well, and the thing is, worse yet, Jeff, they're killing people. And you and I talked about this before. We only know so much now. It's kind of like what happened in the 50s with thalidomide. You know, it took them, what, 8-10 years to, you know, figure this out, which was amazing to me because it's like, wait a minute, they put out thalidomide to help women in dealing with their pregnancy to deal with nausea, right? And suddenly there's an uptick in miscarriages. And then you start seeing the deformation of babies being born. And this was a slow process. I mean, there was no sense of urgency to pull the drug and say, wait a minute, we got danger here, Will Robinson. You know, we just continue to go blindly because I guess there's enough in the population that, you know, if we call the herd a little bit, it's no big whoop, you know, all in the name of, you know, science and being progressive, right? I mean, we're killing people. I mean, if you go by the numbers the CDC is touting, I mean, reporting on, you know, we're talking over 1 million people in the United States died of COVID. How many unnecessarily?
And I would like to point out that I had a friend who I believe was killed because they would not allow him to use ivermectin. They forced him to take this remdesivir.
Right.
Who, according to Dr. Paul Merrick, increases your chances of kidney failure, increases your risk of dying. And then the hospital gives a bonus if you prescribe this medicine.
Exactly.
And so it's all very troubling, Bill.
Well, according to the reports I'm reading, Jeff, regarding remdesivir, it's a death drug. But it is expensive, and this is what's going on, sadly, is hospitals are doing what they get rewarded for. They know that if it's a COVID death, they're going to have a payday from the government. And if they follow the protocol, which is remdesivir and a ventilator, and those two in combination, like my one doctor, my personal doctor said, roughly, and I think the revised number might be less than, but at the time, only a third of the people who went on ventilators came off. Two-thirds died. People who, and one of the consistent things in the analysis of people who died was remdesivir. What they do is they authorize 2 5-shot packets. Before they complete the second packet of 5 injections, the person is gone.
And that's just so absolutely mind-boggling. I also interviewed, Bill, a gentleman who's being sued by the federal government, billions of dollars, because he recommended vitamin D
right
as a way to fight COVID, and they are coming after him with a fury because
yes.
They didn't like the fact that he was promoting vitamin D.
Yeah, the most universal, proven, immune encourager, promoter, vitamin D. But in their sense of what we might regard as common sense, Jeff, is thrown out the window because they want to have power, they want to control, and regardless of what's happening with results. But fortunately, like you said, we have brave doctors like McCullough and others who have stepped up, and for the sake of freedom and doing the right thing and you know, doing no harm and taking their Hippocratic oath seriously. I mean, you're exactly right. These are heroes, and these are the people that we, the people, must come alongside. Go ahead. We got about 30 seconds left.
What I'm hoping in this next Republican Congress is that one of the things is going to be really focused on is the real story of COVID, the origins, the gain-of-function research, getting to the bottom of a lot of these answers that have been held back from us over these past few years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to those hearings and getting some truth about what really is
exactly
going on.
We got to get these merchants of death out of the way, Jeff Carrere. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Godspeed, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazing. Low, low, low.
Love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and More. Delivery available. Drink responsibly. B21.
This report is sponsored by Holland America Line. Travel is back. People who have been waiting to cruise to their favorite part of the world can save big thanks to Holland America Line's 150th year of cruising promotions. Holland America Line, the cruise line that has been visiting Alaska up close longer than any other brand, is poised to welcome travelers to the Great Land this summer with 7-day round-trip cruises from Seattle and Vancouver, as well as combination ship and land cruise tours to Denali and exclusive experiences in the Yukon. Lee Abamonte is a travel expert, author, and global adventurer.
Whether you are a luxury traveler, a foodie, an adventure seeker like me, or a family traveling with kids in tow, there is something for everyone. Alaska is truly a bucket list locale, especially when it comes to places like Glacier Bay.
It's time to start planning your Alaska escape. Receive a free balcony upgrade, 30% off fares, and a 50% reduced deposit and more with Wave Offer. Visit HollandAmerica.com or call your travel agent.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Send me to.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return.
Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Danny Huerta joins us now. We're going to be talking, well, of course, got to talk about the holidays, Christmas, all the shopping and everything that's been happening. Shoppers spent over $11 billion during Black Friday and added more millions on Cyber Money Monday, many of which were buying early presents, for Christmas. However, the most important gift that a parent can give their child has no price tag. And it's interesting. It's the same thing the father gives us, Danny. That's his presence, right?
That is. And it's cyber money. That was funny.
Yeah.
It is cyber money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
No, the presence of parents being there, not only physically, the important part's mentally.
Yeah.
Are you really, truly there with your kids as you take vacation time, as you put the phone aside and really pay attention? And just be present with your kids. It's so, so important.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is that, and this is why God tells us clearly that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I mean, think about that, Danny, that, and his presence for you isn't at my expense because he's a supernatural. He's all powerful. And, it's an ever flowing, a presence and a flow of his essence that goes toward us constantly. I mean, it's hard to imagine that concept with our finite being.
It is. God's presence with us is hard to understand. I mean, with our kids, I know I've had many conversations with my two teens now where I go, do you truly believe God is like right here?
Mm-hmm.
In this room with you, and that he's listening to your prayers. Isn't that hard to really think through and think about? We openly discuss doubts, things like that in our minds, but then also the reassurance and the gratefulness that it's true that God is omniscient, omnipotent, that he's omnipresent, that he's with us all the time, and he reassures us of that. And
right.
I love Isaiah 26:3 where it says, he keeps him in perfect peace. And we're talking about the Prince of Peace, right?
Right.
He keeps him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in him.
Right.
And we've been making this a moment of discussing who is it that we trust and why. And within our home, we hope that there's trust there. But do we truly trust in our Heavenly Father?
You know, we've become so consumeristic that we have forsaken and
undervalued the things that God has given us. You know, like presence. You know, we want the, you know, presents that are wrapped up. But God's presence, you know, isn't necessarily wrapped up. I mean, it just flows. And here it is. And I know it might be tough for people to realize that, you know, this might be a bit of an experiment for them to say, hey, look, it, instead of pouring out so much money, you know, on presence, ENTS, how about, you know, let's focus a little bit more on the gift of your presence as presence as a parent, you know, away from, you know, the cell phones. And I mean, it's still kind of amazing to me, especially now I'm on the West Coast and I'm watching families during this holiday season and, oh, we're all going out to dinner and they're all on their cell phones, you know, at the dinner table. I'm going, you know, we're at restaurants, you know, nice restaurants or whatever, even it doesn't matter, even McDonald's and name it. And they're all just on their cell phones. I mean, That's not being present.
It's not. And I've seen some parents with their little toddlers, young kids, even at the airport, where the child is just trying to just have that invitation of connection. And right. They're on their phone and then just rocking them and pleasing them and not really being mentally and emotionally present with their children. And really, it's not just about the child missing out on something. It's really about the parents missing out on some amazing invitations to their kids where they can be transformed, they can connect. It really helps with behavioral issues and just a building of a beautiful relationship. God designed family to be something powerful, not only within community, but something that transforms a soul, a person from the inside out, if we allow it to. Mm. And the phones can become such a distraction that it pulls us away. We miss out on that.
Exactly.
And a lot of times the phones are about a fear of missing out on something. Well, when you put that away, you're actually not missing out.
Yeah.
When you go to it, you're actually missing out on that a wonderful gift that's right in front of you, and that's the relationship with your children. So just be reminded of that this year. It's not about shaming anybody.
You're right.
It's about a reminder, right? We're all guilty
of
moments where we get distracted by our phone.
Yeah, this is kind of like the Martha Mary complex, isn't it? You know, is that you're hustling and bustling about, and wait a minute, you know, what's going on, you know? And Jesus says, I'm not going to have her give up, you know, her best choice. I mean, you know, this is the best choice to be in the presence of God. You know, hey, the dishes will take care of themselves, you know, this stuff, you know, everybody has, you know, a job to do and that sort of thing. You know, as amazing as you were talking, what it reminded me of is my youngest son. What he used to do to me, Danny, you know, even when I was driving, he'd grab my face and he would want me to look at him. You know, he didn't accept, even when I was driving, that I was looking at the road, paying attention to the road, he would reach over and grab my face and pull in this direction. I go, honey, I'm driving. You know, I understand. But, you know, it's that natural inclination of connection that our children want. And it's amazing what the gift of eye contact can do, right? I mean, something so simple and seemingly inconsequential, what that can do in terms of, you know, promoting that presence and that connection that our children hunger for. Because when you consider, okay, you can be present with a cell phone or you can be present with your father, what's more legitimate and more beneficial?
Yeah, and you're right. Those little invitations are just a smile or a glance over. I'm reminded of a time when I was with my daughter just driving, and I said, hey, honey, how'd your day go? And she said, she started to talk about her day.
Uh-huh.
I just picked her up. My mind was still at work. It was still going. She finished. She said, hey, Dad, what do you think of that? And I was like, oh, my goodness, I didn't listen at all. And I said, I'm really sorry. My brain was gone. My train had left the station. I didn't meet you at your train station. And so those moments are ones where we get grace from our kids, where we need to admit them.
Yes.
And then also train our mind to shift over, because that's a present that you're giving them more so than anything else. And just be reminded of that. The other day it was really busy and my daughter said, hey, Dad, how about we do a painting together? And I said, okay, there's a lot to do, but yeah, let's do that. Let's just pause everything and do it. Man, what a great time. It took us about 4 days or so of here and there painting, and we had a great time. Now we have that memory. She goes, Dad, I'm going to treasure this painting forever.
Oh, wow.
I want to take it with me. when I'm old. Mm. She's 17. And we just what a wonderful moment of just pausing everything. The demands will always be there. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But your children will not always be in the same stage of life.
How did you feel that moment with your daughter when you connected like that?
I was excited. I had a, I think she said, "Hey, let's have some tea together too." So I said, "All right." I was just enjoying that. I took pictures because I was going, "I just love this. You know, this is a gift for me." And I
that's what I was going to say. The one thing, the thing about gift giving is it goes both ways, right? You know, and you know, the Bible tells us better to give than to receive. And when you really think about that, you go, "Wow!" I mean, here you give the gift of your time to your daughter, and you are just so humongously blessed. And I hope our audience, and I'm sure that we can all remember times when we get it right, and we do things like this, and we go, "Gosh, we need to be more proactive and more intentional in moments like this, especially during the holidays when it gets so frenetic," right?
Oh, yeah, and you can remember these forever, and just thank your kids, too. I told my daughter, "Hey, thank you for your time. You chose to spend it with me." And I love that. I appreciate it. And show that invitation from my side and appreciation, because she's a teenager. She could do so many other things.
Right.
She chose to be with me. And what a special time. And right now, Christmas time, there's so many people that overlook their vacation days and don't take the fullness of their vacation days. I know I tell my team here at Focus, take as many of your vacations days. I really would want our team to be at zero at the end of the year. Because you're balancing your life well,
right,
and you're prioritizing family and important things, so that doesn't break down on you. And then you're coming in here full to serve other people. Let's be reminded of that. We need to have a full cup so that we can actually serve one another and love one another well. And Jesus modeled that and has told us to do that. Let's fill our cup with Jesus this Christmas season,
amen,
this Advent season, as we anticipate His return. And as we celebrate His birth, what a wonderful time of year, and a time where you can drive around, look at lights, decorate lights, do gingerbread houses, bake, cook, do all kinds of things. Make sure you pause and have fun, because life will always try to take you to the serious.
Amen. You're exactly right, Danny. There's, you know, to me, I love this time of year, the Advent season. It's all in preparation for the arrival of Emmanuel, right?
Yes, yes. And I was struck by a quote that says, this was by Ralph Waldo Emerson. It says, "All I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen."
Wow.
Let's trust Him this season for everything we have not seen yet, and that is His return as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, our prayer for our audience is that this would be a blessed season, that they would experience the true presence of God and the presence that God has bestowing upon His creation. Because, Danny, He just loves the heck out of us, doesn't He?
He does. He does. And we have devotionals, calendars, all kinds of Advent things on our website at focusonparenting.com. Dig into those. Those are fun. We put some crafts together there for families to enjoy together. Enjoy this Christmas season.
Yeah, amen. He's the Vice President of Parenting and Youth Department at Focus on the Family, Dr. Danny Huerta. Thank you, Danny. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Bill. Same to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to...